We will reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. And there's one item on the consent agenda. I move approval.
Second.
A motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
There's nothing on discussion, so we'll move into scheduling. And I do think that I think we can just take them in order. I don't see anything that would conflict with the others necessarily. So at Foxtail Wind, Jerry, you've got some suggested dates, I understand?
Yes. They're there. For the hearing, November 13, 15, 17, 20, or 22nd.
Say that once more, Jerry.
13, 15, 17, 20, or 22nd.
Of what? Which month, though?
November.
Somewhere in there must be Nehruk.
13th is Nehruk and the 15th. So what are the other ones? 17?
Yeah, you said 13 and 15 don't work. 17?
Right. Well, between the 17, 20, and 22, I'll just throw this out there. I would prefer the 22.
Oh, that's the day before Thanksgiving break. Thanksgiving is the 23rd. That's a terrible day to make people come here for.
Yeah. So then maybe the 17th?
17th would work for me.
What do we have on the 16th? We have something, I see. But
commission meeting at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, where do we do this? Is Ashley in Dickey County? I should know this.
You know, I'm going to have to find out for sure, but yeah, Ashley area.
Well, so, remember, yeah. There's that county, the Maricourt is in two counties, so we had it in Ashley because that's one of the two counties that wind farm is in.
And this one, I think, was only in Dickey.
Right. And so if there's a possibility that Ashley is in the other county.
I can't. It's not in.
Ashley's in McIntosh, I think.
Where's Ellendale at?
Dickey.
Well,
I'll have to find us a location that works.
So the 17th.
17th.
Looks like it's, no? That doesn't work for you, Brian?
No, I mean the 17th works, but not to be the voice of reason, just the fact that it's still deer hunting, but throw that out there.
Well, there's...
No, whether it's the 17th or the 20th, it's still going. So, no, it doesn't matter to me, 17th or 20th. Doesn't.
Could we move this into that week after Thanksgiving at all? Or are there conflicts a lot as you moved out further?
It wasn't on our list of... Okay. Ellendale is Dickey County.
I don't know if that would... I don't know if that would impact attendance, frankly.
I would be available on the 20th or the 27th or the 28th. We have a commission meeting on the 29th. And I will be out of town later on the 30th and 31st.
The dates I gave were all that the attorneys gave me back that they were available for, which is Brian. Mitch isn't doing it.
So
I actually have a conflict on the 27th.
Oh, and you do on the 20th as well?
No, but that's the same issue as the 17th.
Well, not as much. For whatever reason, people like to leave. They're going to make a 3-day week and they leave early on Friday. And Monday, they're back in bright-eyed and ready to go.
I'd kind of prefer the 20th, but...
I like the 20th.
I like the 20th.
Okay.
So, no, I like the 17th.
Oh. But
it's not a huge deal. I can wait for the 20th.
20th, then?
And you're going to work on Ellendale as a finding a site, right?
Yeah. So that is Monday, November 20th. Going once?
Yes.
Okay.
What time do you want to start then?
Are we driving to Ellendale?
Assuming you can, it would be. Why wouldn't we?
Okay. 9:30?
9.
9? How long does it take to fly to Ellendale?
I mean, this could be one of the. This is a new one. I know there's some cultural resources in this area that are of a concern to the tribes. I don't know if they're getting that all worked out, but hopefully they are. But
the big thing was that Whitestone Battlefield or whatever it is.
I thought that was by Maricourt.
There's one. This is right by Maricourt.
Okay.
So
Whitestone, that's further north of Ellendale.
Well, so anyway, let's leave more time. It's kind of awkward when you start later in the morning. You barely get going and you run into lunch, and it just feels not that productive.
Yeah, I agree. We started at 10:30 last week.
Yeah,
you're right. And all of a sudden, boom, we're into the lunch hour, and it seems like we're.
So Daryl suggested 9. I'm not sure. What do we got for arrangements to get to the airport to the hearing?
Well, you guys can work all that out, Jerry.
Okay, we'll figure out. It'll be earlier than like 9 or 9:30 or something.
Don't hesitate to call local legislators. They kind of, I think they'd be, if there's somebody around, they'd be willing to help us with rides.
Okay, good deal. So the 20th, 9 or 9:30.
I think we settled at 9.
Nine?
Yeah, believe so.
Okay, 9.
Yeah, it's a short plane ride.
Brandenburg will make sure we get there.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so then the number 2, the NSP 230 KV line for a work session.
I would
like...
Do you
guys need one? That was the first question.
Yeah.
Was the Minot hearing. There wasn't a lot of controversy over that. I don't remember if there's any outstanding issues.
I have a draft order that I can circulate now.
Was there outstanding issues, Jerry?
I don't think so. It's
I don't think we had late filed exhibits even.
Yeah, I think we're...
If that order reads the way I think it's going to read, I probably don't need a work session.
I don't need one.
All right.
Okay, let me circulate.
But I do want to see the order more than... half hour before the meeting.
Yeah.
I'll circulate the draft right away here when I get back to my desk.
Okay.
Okay.
So we will not schedule that then.
And then the plan would be to have that on the next agenda.
That'd be great.
Okay. Number 3, the October 18th regular meeting.
So I wanted to see with you guys if you'd be willing to move that to the afternoon. I'm an issue day co-chair for the state the Bismarck Chamber leadership program, and they set that schedule like months ahead, and it's on that morning.
I don't have a problem moving it. I have an informal hearing.
Yeah.
At 1:30 listed.
Right. That's always a placeholder.
Yeah. Do we have anything on for that one? I don't know of anything.
I don't have any other detail, just that.
So your desire is to just move it to like 1 and 30
yeah.
or something?
1:30 if possible.
Yep. It's good for me.
And then we may not even have an informal that day.
Yeah, why don't we keep it on the calendar though?
Okay, sure.
Just in case.
Sure. 1:30 and 3:30.
Sure. I got to give them an update on what happened.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
I wish I would. I tried. I was too late. Admin wouldn't let me.
And so far we haven't affected it yet. But before we go to number 4, I want to add a number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I kind of alluded to it earlier, but now our next meeting is scheduled for 1 o'clock in the afternoon on October 2nd, and as I recall, I don't recall any reason other than Dakota Access being on the 3rd and 4th for moving that. Is
correct.
And I don't. Monday meeting can be a little of a nuisance in that you don't have the day before to prepare for it. But I'm okay with a Monday meeting.
I'd rather not.
I guess the question is, do you guys want to reschedule it? I'm okay with putting it to Wednesday. I'm okay with leaving it.
Why don't we back to Wednesday at 10, normal
time? I
think
it's better to leave it at Wednesday, or move it to Wednesday if we can, just because it's on the typical schedule.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
So we will move that to October 4th. With our normal 10 o'clock time. And do we have anything planned for that admin meeting, or should we just take that off the calendar since we're this close?
You mean the informal?
Informal, yeah.
Those are usually figured out at agenda time.
Oh.
Like, okay, so when you're doing the agenda, you figure out if there's something for informal, right?
So we'll leave it on the schedule for 1 o'clock, also on October 4th.
1:30, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Then jump back to number 4, the Cenex pipeline work session, which should be easier to schedule because I am recused from that case.
Pat, are you the staff on that one?
Yes.
Cenex? Okay.
And, yes. And I have some dates that Zach's not available.
Okay. I guess I still... Is my conflicts? Don't matter. Never mind.
On Cenex.
October 3rd just opened up.
Or
what's your preference?
I don't really have a preference. What have we been hearing from the company, Pat?
Zach's not available on the 3rd.
Yeah, we have. Jerry has days that Zach is not available. As far as the company, I guess that's a work session, right?
It's
a work
right, session. But have we gotten any of the late filed exhibits in, or?
I think that they were supposed to file, let us know when they had all their surveys completed.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hearing from landowners that are having issues with letting them survey. And so I don't know if we have that stuff yet. But I can, it's okay to have a work session just to refresh, I guess, a little bit on what the case and some issues were.
Yeah, why don't we do that, rally the troops, and then the company will listen, and they'll hear what we're still waiting for, and they'll get on it if it's important to them to get the order done. So it would be nice to have an update on the easements, the easement process, too, by the time we have a work session. Do you have possible dates? It's just us, right? So we could look at... Is Zach the attorney on that?
Yes.
And he's not available on the 3rd? Seems weird. He must have been saving that for Dakota Access.
When is Zach not available?
Turn your mic. He was not available September 25, 26, 28, or October 2 through 5.
Okay.
Or 16.
So the 25, 20, what is it? 25, 27, 28?
25, 26, and 28 of September.
Oh, and yeah, next week is pretty busy. We've got the petroleum meeting out in Grand Forks. And, I'm out the 29th of the afternoon, so.
When did it give you that list, Jerry? I wonder if the 3rd and 4th are off because of Dakota Access or...
You know, he just gave it to me just now.
Oh, he must have already planned something else.
After the...
Right, after our...
He probably thought, okay, now I'm going to use this week for this other big thing. Okay, so do we want to look at... What about the 9th or 10th? Any of those dates he off?
9th is Columbus Day. Is that a holiday?
No.
No.
No. Do you guys have preferences? Do you care?
The 10th, I have something down for the 10th.
Okay, how about the 11th?
That's open for me.
Did you give that as an off day, Jerry?
That he's available for.
Okay, let's do 11th at, say, 10. October 11th at 10. Okay.
Anything else for scheduling?
Yes. Is it too late to add?
Not if you're Jared.
Sorry. The last time during admin, we had a discussion on the MDU rate case, and we came away with the 24th and the 25th for public input sessions. And
October.
We were still working on the hearing date, which was asked by staff to be this 7th through the 9th of February. So the public input session for the 25th was supposed to be at lunchtime, and we cannot get the IVAN system during the day anytime. On the 24th, we can get Ivan. That was scheduled for 5 to 7, and we can get it then. However, now we have an issue with the 24th. If we put a notice out on the next agenda, it's not going to have enough time to be published and meet our regular publication requirements.
So we need to decide today.
Yeah, it'd be good to do that today if you want to keep the 24th. And we could put the notice out today. We have a draft that does that. But
do we have to use Ivan?
That was a good question.
I mean, we don't. We had a lot of discussion about in our PUD meeting about some other options. And
there was,
are we back to Ivan?
There was a discussion about using our own internet broadcast combined with maybe telephone and email for people to listen to it on the internet and phone in or email in or any questions or comments or whatever they want to say. And we talked about that a little bit this morning with Brian, and Brian was a little concerned about people not being internet savvy, and not older people and stuff like that not being able to communicate that way.
I don't know if I necessarily said older people, but
I'm sorry.
Maybe. But just in general, you know, the whole, I think on these things you have to go overboard, you know, to some extent to make sure that you've provided the easiest avenue for everybody to participate if they want to, and if you know, we pass that litmus test with something else, I'm okay with not.
Well, Ivan has not been
using
good.
Ivan, but I guess the big question for me, and I just wanted to have the discussion on what's the best way to make it as accessible as possible for the public.
I think
that smoke signals before they went to Ivan.
I think the phone is the best, personally.
Okay, I mean, the Ivan thing was because there was school going on,
and
so they'd be available in the evenings.
Yeah. Okay, so from my experience on these public input, Ivan is a hassle because people don't know where the rooms are. It's usually at a university. It's never easy to find your way around there, and the quality of the conversation is poor. We've had a lot of technical troubles. It's super awkward. So I quite honestly think if we could get a telephone conference call where people could call in and even ask questions through the phone, that would be the most accessible. People wouldn't have to leave their house.
Well, and the meeting is, well, it might, I mean, if they have access to a computer, they can
Then they just watch.
But watch, right. And then their audio is their telephone.
Let's do this. It's unfortunate that, you know, we had a delay earlier. Now we're into the noon hour. Steve's not here.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is what I'm hearing. Let's leave it as it's scheduled and plan for doing something else in Ivan. But you talk to Steve about it right away today. And if there's, like, a big problem with that and it's not going to work, you got to let us know and we'll have to reconvene somewhere along the line for a little scheduling meeting or do it.
If we're
back and forth and,
we could do one, Ivan.
If we're going to do the 24th and 25th, we will need to issue that earlier than the next meeting.
Right. Yeah. And if Steve says this is going to be doable through an alternative method than Ivan, go ahead. You can do it today if you want.
Okay.
But if there's a problem with it, then readdress it with us.
Could I propose one Ivan meeting, the one evening one, do that on Ivan, and then the one that we want to do at noon, don't do Ivan. So if people really want to go to the site, they can on the evening one. And then we try not an Ivan.
We're going to need a special meeting for DAPL to dismiss
what?
The cases. Yeah, to dismiss the cases. So after they sign the settlement, to dismiss.
Oh.
So what I'm saying is there will be a special meeting, and it's probably going to be soon, and it might work for everything.
I thought we can't we just do that the next time, Alana?
Steve, were you listening?
The settlement said 10 days.
Oh.
And now we're even 2 days past.
Yeah.
Steve, here's my question going, what system or systems would give the public the greatest ease of access?
Between what and what?
Between Ivan and some
between
alternative
Ivan
method or, MD
and something else, whether it's Skype or a webinar?
Steve is here.
Basically, what would your recommendation be?
For the public input, if you're talking about a large group on a point-to-point, Ivan is obviously better. That being said, you have to have a room and an endpoint, and usually those are schools, colleges, or courthouses in North Dakota. So if you can schedule one of those, that's a good way to do it. People can come in. You can have a good interaction. We should be able to broadcast it so that people can listen over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is then you have to use email or have a special telephone number for them to call, something like that, to get questions in and out. It's less interactive. If you try to put too many people on the bridge, it would simply collapse out from under you.
What's the max on the bridge?
I wouldn't go past probably 20 people.
Can we do one of those conference go-to meetings or one of those and have more?
I believe you could. Unfortunately, that is a pay service.
Go-to meeting is?
So at the end of the day, a dial-in number is the most universal, easiest in terms
or email,
of accessibility.
One of those two, yeah.
But, I mean, you can listen to the audio. You may not see the players, but you're listening and you can, you know, push, you know, six or whatever, star six to ask a question type of a thing if they want.
That was going to be my question, Steve. Do you have a way to control? Because I've done a lot of news conferences with dial-in numbers, and
that's the big downside is you do not have control.
People, especially if you're calling from home phones, often don't have a way to even mute their line, and
well,
you have disturbances that
you
I've
can.
Had.
But I've had usually where you know it depends on how interactive along the way. But I've been on so many conference calls where all lines are muted. Then you go through the discussion, and then you get into the Q&A part, and to unmute your phone, you do a star six or whatever it is. You're unmuted, but then you still have to get in queue, so to speak, you know, through an operator before you ask the question.
Yeah, if we can control it that way, it's good.
Can.
But if we can't,
we don't have that.
Then
that
inevitably, you're going to have somebody who has
or somebody who just
background information, especially if people are calling from home and you're going to have dogs barking and kids screaming, and I've just seen it happen a lot. So if we can control it, it's great, but if you can't, it usually ends up with a disturbance.
So what if somebody just manned that phone line and wrote down the questions and then hung up? One person at a time can call in.
Well, what if the question isn't, if it's disputed whether or not it was asked correctly?
I know.
I mean, I don't want to overthink this, but...
So we can't get this any day, or is there just something in the school going on the 24th?
We would be able to get it at 5 o'clock on another day, if you wanted to do one...
Every day, or was it just...
But, yeah, she couldn't find any days that we could get all of those sites hooked in.
Are the sites?
Huh?
Dickinson and Williston, right?
Oh, Dickinson, Williston, Lake Region Community. There were four, five, six sites. I can't remember what they are. Valley City, maybe.
Well, I'm okay.
Does MDU, and this might be totally inappropriate, but does MDU have a better system?
I don't think that they have anything like Ivan.
No, I'm assuming we would do one Ivan. So, like, yeah. We can do that. We'll have one Ivan. But for the noontime period, we need an alternative. Or it'd be good to explore an alternative. So I'm thinking, like, does their conference call capability better at MDU? They have that giant room.
I can check and see if MDU can get us maybe a WebEx with an audio that has a better capability than here.
You still need a room and a endpoint on the other end.
Oh, yes, that's true. Well... If we just had everything on the web here, through the WebEx or something, and you know when you do WebEx, you don't have to have the visual. You can just call in from your home, and only participate and hear the written or the audio part.
Right.
You still have the issue of. If you're going to let them speak, you need to be able to have that well manned so that you can allow people who need to speak and control it.
Usually you only can, you end up having to do the Star 6 thing or something.
Yeah. Well, shall we just do them both at 5 o'clock and give them 2 days? They got the choice of days. If they have a conflict on one, they hopefully can make the other and...
That would be an option.
Do this one on Ivan again like we have in the past, but let's be thinking about how to overcome this in the future.
I agree.
We could. It's just nothing is like a deadline for getting people to get creative on trying to find a new way. So we won't do this until we're in the pinch again. We won't find another alternative. So, I mean, I'm fine doing it that way, but... If it's possible for staff to come up with a new
alternatives or additional ways of doing it,
Why don't we just plan on by 4 weeks from now or whatever the timeline is that we'll have an alternative plan in place for the future, or explore the options and find out. Well, maybe at the end of the day, that's why we keep landing on Ivan.
Okay, Daryl, I closed out my calendar. I think we have a regular scheduled meeting for the 18th. Put that on the discussion.
Alternatives for this. Yeah. Not that we'll use them on this time, but staff should look into alternatives and come back with ideas. And we might be able to supplement the Ivan with whatever alternatives just to test them at that time.
Sure.
Go back to driving out there in the evening and having a physical meeting.
Typically,
those were just still on
the room.
For most of these anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no Ivan. There was just you.
We took about three days.
The other option is to set up from our end.
Drove around the state.
A mobile Ivan product they could take with them. That's a possibility.
You guys figure it out. I don't know.
4 weeks to come up with something.
Yeah.
So we'll move these then.
I'll work with you, Steve.
We're going to move these both to 5 o'clock then?
On the same dates.
Huh?
On the same dates that we had before, 24th and 25th at 5 o'clock. And we will do a notice on the special meeting that's coming.
Okay. Okay, thank you. We're adjourned.
Thank you.